deal.
Out of whack. Oh, that started recording already. So, let's do this.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you from a well-lit corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's The Nate Darling Show, featuring Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels. And now, he loves him some him, here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Nate Darling Show. It's the Friday episode.
Thank God.
It's Friday. I still love that Rebecca Black song.
Of course you do.
It's fitting.
Exactly.
It's just, yeah, it's fitting.
Hey, if you missed the Wednesday show, go back and listen, you sons of bitches.
No, it was a good one.
It was. We determined, we all tasted, including Diana, but men decided.
Because we're all about equal opportunity here on the Nate Darling Show.
Between two of the best beers in the world, Heady Topper, which is brewed by The Alchemist in Vermont, and Pliny the Elder, which is brewed by Russian River Brewing Company in Santa Rosa, California, and Kareem picked Pliny, Sam and I picked Heady Topper. Diana, with a very limited exposure to Heady Topper, picked Pliny. You can't go wrong with either one. They're both
really
very tasty.
Can.
Fantastic beers. And, I mean, my God, the knowledge of brewing, I mean, that's the thing. With food, I am not at all a gourmet. Mm. But with beer, I love good beer. I do.
Flavor, the experience of excellence.
This is really spoiling me. Nate was giving me shit. We're going to put this on the podcast because this is why Nate thought I was going to be a little bitch.
I did tell you that I would give you Pliny the Elder and see how you handled it. And if you were cool with it, then we would go from there. But what I didn't want to have happen is what happens with most women is they taste an IPA or a double IPA and they go, ew, it's so hoppy. How do you do that? Including my girlfriend Leslie. She will she'll take a taste of it and go, no. But that's not how
the conversation happened. How the conversation happened was...
It was an email.
Nate gave me a compliment and was like, you know, you're like really cool about it, you know, about the whole IPA thing. And I was kind of taken. I was like, of course I was going to be cool. Like, I'm an alcoholic, duh. And he's like, well, I wasn't really sure because you just drink like Bud Light and Coors Light. And that's just me being poor. That has nothing to do with like
I will say
my
this.
Preferences. Yeah.
I will say this. Sunday, Leslie and I drove over to Santa Rosa, which is about a 2-hour drive. With traffic, it was more because traffic this weekend was stupid. Because it was the fourth. Everyone's coming back to San Francisco.
Right.
Fucking dicks in the Bay Area. and she was super cool about going over just to basically pick up this beer. And we came back here and we walked over to a little place called Easy on I, which is about 3-4 blocks from here. It's on I Street.
Oh.
Corner, just off the corner of 18th and I.
Tell me about it.
It's just a neighborhood bar and grill.
Oh, that sounds cute.
It is. It's really good. The people that are there are very nice. I got a French dip sandwich and she comes over, she goes, how was it? And I ate most of it, and I wasn't going to complain, but I had gotten a couple of bites where there was a lot of fat in the roast beef, which is like, ugh. And she goes, no. People like our French dip sandwich. It's really good. We're going to make you another one. You can have it to go. So they made another one. But we went in there to get a beer, and I'd just come back from spending basically $80 on Pliny the Elder.
Damn.
$80.
Is that including glass or just how much Pliny you got?
That was, so I had the growler. It was a growler fill for 14, and the bottles that I got a 12 pack of bottles because there were two of us, we could get a 6-pack each. The bottles are $5.25 each. Now if you go out to a bar, shitty beer will cost you $5.25.
Yeah, that's Bud Light.
This is more than a pint and it's $5.25, so it's fair. But when you buy a 12 pack of it and get a growler fill, it was $78.
Ouch.
And then I tipped on top of it and I had to wait in line for it.
So, oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's commitment.
And I drove two. This is what I do for the fucking podcast. You people who think I just set up a goddamn thing in my living room and I don't care and I don't do anything. I fucking spent 4+ hours in my car driving to Santa Rosa and back so that we could taste two of the best beers in the fucking world.
And we appreciate it.
And if I had a hat on right now, it would be off.
Right.
Does that make sense?
This is what we're doing because we care.
Which is why you should shop at Amazon or through the Nate Darling Show.
Listen to the woman. She knows what she's talking about this time.
It every single time.
And everything is now up to code. Amazon changed all of their codes. I went through last week and did fucking coding on the website. I had to change all of our Amazon codes. So I had to go back in and recode all of our Amazon ads. Everything is recoded. So that means if you go to NateDarlingShow.com, if you have something bookmarked from before, please get rid of that bookmark and go back and change it now. Because what you want to do is go to the site, click either the Shop Amazon tab or any of the Amazon banners. That brings you to Amazon. Then go ahead and bookmark those now. And just shop
like right now. Don't stop what the hell you're doing and do it.
Don't go. If you've already bookmarked it before, thank you. But that bookmark may not give us credit anymore.
Check it. If your bookmark says Nate Darling Show, why don't you edit that bookmark so it says Amazon?
Right.
You click on that first.
It does not cost you anything extra. And it helps support the show. So thank you. And people are doing that. Already in July, we've already had a good month. We're less than a week. We're like a week into July. We're already having a good month. So thank you for everybody who's doing that. And so we appreciate that. Hey, Sam, when are you heading off to South America? I know it's soon.
It's a little over 2 weeks.
Okay.
20 days.
Nice. Ooh, when is your departure day?
The 27th of July.
Okay. Through?
August 9th.
Okay. Perfect.
It's going
to
be fun.
Sam is going to South America to indoctrinate the locals.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
That's just one part of what we're doing. The majority is not that. But if people will listen, we'll talk.
Stay away from the Kool-Aid.
You don't have to drink the Kool-Aid.
You're going with your church group. And what is the main purpose of this trip?
The main purpose is... It is simply humanitarian.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
You know, we're going to bring food, clothing, and school supplies to people in a impoverished part of Brazil, like right
which is most of Brazil.
But no, this is like the shanty villages, you know, bordering the Amazon River.
He's working for the CIA.
Yeah, we're going to offer, you know, if you want a little prayer for your family and prayer, this and that, you know, we're not shoving nothing down no one's throat. That's not how we roll.
Right.
Don't give him a DNA sample.
Don't you dare give me any DNA sample.
If you do, make sure it's semen fresh.
Nathan, darling.
That's the only DNA you should give to Sam.
Gross.
What? Just saying. And for everybody who shopped Amazon, the show made a donation to Sam so that he could help make the trip. We kicked in March's Amazon proceeds and a little bit more.
It was very generous.
So gave you $100 for that. So we plow it back into the show like the British accented lady you heard at the beginning of the show.
I dig her.
Money going back in. She's our new podcast voice.
I'm thankful.
I was
done hearing my voice on there.
Well, you know,
it got weird. It got weird.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, spoiler alert, that was me doing a Down East accent on the open for a long time. By Jesus, we were talking about what was going to go on.
Spoiler.
I thought that was like a little weird. And you're like, no, it's this guy. And I'm like, are you sure?
It was a great accent.
It was Down East Dave.
I can't lie. That was good.
By the Jesus, Diana, you should know what's going on there when you want to have some lobster.
I really want a lobster roll now.
So that's all happening. I want to talk about a couple of things before we go on. I was going to talk about this on Wednesday, but the show is just so full of stuff. On the 3rd of July, I had a colonoscopy.
That's right, yes.
And I just want to talk about, I'll talk about it in basic terms. I won't get too gross on people. So I had the prep, which was the stuff you drink. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the pills. There's two kinds, apparently. There's the pills and the stuff you drink. What I found out about is even if you have the pills, you still have to drink 48 ounces of liquid.
Jeez.
And you have to take pills. The liquid, basically, it was two doses, one the night before, one the morning of. And you poured it in, and there was a 16-ounce plastic cup.
Yeah.
You poured it in, then you filled it to the 16-ounce line with water and drank that. And then you filled it with water again, and you drank that. And then you filled it with water again, and you drank that. Now, the first 16, easy. Not a problem. Even though it tasted like shit, I chugged it.
So that one was not water, the first 16?
The first one was mixed. It was about 6 of the solution and 10 of water.
Yeah.
And I chugged it. The next 16 ounces was water, and I was able to drink that pretty quickly. The last 16 ounces of water, The ounce is 32 through 48, by the way. So it's more than a quart.
You're having to swig it, like, sip by sip.
It was tough to get it down.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of water. A
lot of fluid all at once.
And this is the prep. Now, also, the day before you go in to have a colonoscopy, you're on what they call a clear liquid diet. Which means, basically, you the only food that you could have would be, like, clear broth. Which I didn't bother with. So... I'm like, fuck that.
Like a little chicken broth.
I had butterscotch candies. They said that was okay.
Did you have apple juice?
You could have apple juice. What I ended up having was I got Diet 7-Up.
Oh, no.
I had that. I had a Sprite. Yeah. You could have coffee or tea with no milk in it. So I had that. And then I had the stuff for the day. And the thing is, I went to the... I'm like, a couple days before, I'm like, I want to make sure I don't screw this up. So I went online and I'm like, what can I have and what can't I have? And I go to a website. It's a Harvard Medical School website. And I'm like, yeah. Aha, these people will know what they're talking about. And they say, okay, so you're going to want to be, when you take the solution, you're going to want to be close to a bathroom as soon as you take it.
Mm-hmm.
The next line of text is, actually, you may want to just set up camp in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
No.
With your laptop and a book and whatever.
They don't fuck around.
That is actually very true. Now.
I don't know if that's paradise or hell. It's somewhere in between.
You know, here's the thing. Here's what I was expecting. And I think everybody's experience is a little bit different. Because I know people who took the liquid and they were throwing up and they were sick.
Oh, no.
I did not have that experience. I was expecting that I was going to have the same symptoms as a stomach flu when you have diarrhea and you have abdominal cramps that are really bad. Right. Did not have any of that. I did not have cramps at all.
You are the fortunate chosen.
Yeah, I think you're lucky.
But what they did say in the Harvard thing was you will have... high velocity liquid diarrhea.
That's true.
So like the vibrations of the fluid will hurt your anus.
Well, it didn't really hurt, but here was the weird thing, and you're going to like this, Sam.
I'm going to enjoy
so
it.
This weird. Part you're going to like. Because if you've noticed, you've all been in my bathroom, you notice the squatty potty in there.
Yes.
The squatty potty is the little thing you put your feet up so that you're in a more natural position to poop.
Right. It stretches out the colon.
What was the like factor that tipped you over to actually purchase that?
You know, I've been hearing about it, and I'm like, you know what? What the fuck?
Yeah,
that was my question when I saw it.
I'm like,
one of my best friends had that at his house, and I loved using it. I'm sold, and I haven't bought one yet, but I'm sold on it.
I'm like, what the fuck? And here's what I find, especially like on a regular morning, I will get up and I put my feet up, and what happens is when you go to the bathroom first thing in the morning, is it just all, when once you start, it just all comes
out.
All
at once. You don't have to like, turd, wait a minute.
Or you're not going back two and three times. Yeah. It's just all, and there's no straining at all. It's just, you just relax.
There's no kink in the hose.
Exactly.
Your colon is just free flow.
So, well, you asked. So, getting back to the colonoscopy prep.
Hey, don't go staring at your phone. You take this in.
Going back to the colonoscopy, here was the thing that you're going to like, Sam. And this is the thing that I found weird.
Let's hear it.
And you're going to need a colonoscopy one day. Not yet.
I'm certain I will.
Everybody should have one.
I think you're supposed to after a certain age, right?
Yeah. Yeah. At least over 50. If there's a family history, it's 40 or 45. I have a family history, so I have it. Okay. Here's what was really weird. The water I drank was cold water. Ice cold water. And I'm on the toilet, and it comes out, and it's very much water. You can tell it's very much water. It was really warm water coming out.
So it's not hot water?
No, I'm drinking cold water out of the
cold
fridge.
Cold water.
And it's coming out of my body warmer than my body temperature. Like, I noticed that it's warmer than my body. It was the weirdest sensation.
What do you think the time frame is between ingesting the ice cold water?
15 minutes.
Wow.
It was 15 minutes because I timed. I'm like, how long is it going to take?
You got a nice hot internal temperature.
Well, no kidding. It was just really weird that was what happened.
I imagine just a clean fluid falling out my ass would be kind of nice.
It was well, it wasn't clean. It's not clean. What's really weird is it's almost yellow. Uh-huh. You've been on the clear liquid diet for a day.
Right.
So what it almost looks like just when you urinate in the toilet and it's really yellow.
Yeah.
It was like that.
Well, your intestines are squirting those enzymes that help you digest whether or not there's food.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But so that was the experience. I did that the night before and I did that the day of. Okay. And
so tuned out of this conversation.
That's
fine.
I'm
trying really hard.
That's
not
fine.
To be
Kareem just checked in. He's like, they're still talking about this shit.
I have PTSD from this bullshit. I had my first colonoscopy at like 25, I think I was. And
no
I was,
way.
Yeah,
Diana's already had one.
This
so
is some trigger shit going on for her.
Miserable.
Well, here's the thing. So I went in.
The drugs afterwards.
I went in to have it. Yeah, Hef's over roaming around.
He's going loco.
So when I went in to have it, I went into Sutter to get it done. And there, before you go into Sutter for anything, any procedure,
right,
there is paperwork. And you do it online. And I was doing it while I was on the toilet. Because I'm like, fuck it, I got time. I'm like, it's going to take 10 minutes.
There's no better time.
No. It took over an hour to do this fucking thing.
Holy cow.
Because it's like all this. And so they need to have it done before you do any procedure. So I had it all done. When I went in and I said to them, I said, look, I'm not going to be making any jokes that you've heard 1,000 times. Here's my goal. I'm going to be your ideal patient. You're going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do it. We're going to get through this. It's going to be simple.
We're going to get through this together.
That's right.
You're the one having a camera shoved up your ass.
Well, here's the thing. So they put the IV in me when I get in there. I go in and they're like, here's your smock. And so I get in it. And get in the bed, and then before I go in, they put the wrist bracelet on, and that's when you really feel like you should be sick or dying, is when they put the hospital bracelet on you.
That's serious business.
And then they ask you repeatedly, which is to their credit, what's your name, what's your date of birth, so that they're not mixing you up with somebody else. And they put a needle in your hand because they're going to sedate you. Here's what happened. They wheeled me into the room where they're going to do it, and they had me roll over onto my side. And then I know they were putting the sedation in. And then the next thing I knew, I woke up in the recovery area and it was all over. Leslie came walking in. She goes, hey. And I go, hey, how are you? I remember nothing of the procedure at all. Not a thing.
You lucky
See,
son of a gun.
Not a thing.
The and second she told me, if it was me, Nicky, or what have you, that conscious person says, yeah, you've been out for X amount of hours, I would be freaking
out. But it wasn't that long. It wasn't that long. The procedure takes like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was literally about 30 minutes or so that I was out. But I remember that they timed that so well, I don't have any recollection of anything even pushing on my bum. Nothing. Nothing,
so
not a thing.
They've
lucky.
Mastered the
I'm
science
just, I'm
of
just laying
penetration.
There. I'm laying there. I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm like, boop, I'm out. Next thing I know, hey, how are you? I'm doing great.
I can't even, like, sometimes people ask me, oh, how do you feel about anal? And I say no, because of the trauma from the fucking colonoscopy. And they're like,
that'll do it, probably.
I was talking to someone, and they're like, you know, that's not the same thing. I'm like, it's close enough. I don't give a fuck.
I support you in that.
But that was my experience. Was honestly the worst thing about it, and it really wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
was the having to drink 48 ounces of liquid.
That's difficult. That takes that's perseverance is what that is.
Yeah, you got to power through it. But for me, because of the way the people at Sutter handled it, and the way they timed everything out, it was about as easy as could be. I woke up and the doctor, whose first name is Abdul, by the way. There's going to be a man named Abdul probing my anus.
Where's Jabbar at? Where's Jabbar?
He was like, and this is just because I'm going to share. They found one polyp, which is not unusual. And the doctor goes, I don't think it's anything to worry about. He goes, we sent it off to be biopsied because that's standard procedure.
Right.
He goes, it was one small thing. I don't think there's anything to worry about. And the thing with the colon cancer screening like that is normally they go in, if they find a polyp, they take it out early like they did when it was small.
Did they do that to you?
Yes, there was one.
Okay, they took it out.
It's gone.
Okay.
And it's being biopsied.
That was
somewhere.
All while you were asleep.
Correct.
Well, that's fantastic.
Because that's one of the, that's part, it's not just a camera. They can just take stuff
just
out.
Chop some shit out
of
there.
Which is why for 5 days before the procedure, I couldn't take aspirin or ibuprofen. Because
so
it's
you
a
don't
blood,
bleed.
It's a blood thinner. So you can't take blood thinners.
Yeah, you need that to clot up real
exactly.
quick.
Exactly. So he's like, well, I don't think it's anything to worry about. It was just one thing. It was small, blah, blah, blah. And that's how you don't end up with colon cancer, is they go in and find these precancerous growths and get them out. So that's why it's important to go in when you reach a certain age. And if you go to a doctor on a regular basis, which we should, but as guys, we usually don't, to get that taken care of. And then it never develops into, oh my God, you've got colon cancer.
Man.
Out of that.
Sign me up for a colonoscopy tomorrow.
It's hella fun. I like waking up in that slightly drugged feeling. I really like that.
Well, and then they're like, you shouldn't.
That silver lining.
It was part of the paperwork, too. It said, you should not, in the next 24 hours, you should not drive a motor vehicle, be alone, or make any important decisions. But here was the funny. As soon as I woke
up. Leslie,
out. That's it. We're through.
Because you shit all your brains out.
Well, here's the thing, though. Once I woke up, I was fine. I never had any moment of forgetfulness or.
But you didn't feel like, you know what? I've just decided this very important decision.
Right. Like, I can't make any important decisions right now. But I did come home and answer work emails.
Yes.
Because I did not take a sick day. I was working from home, motherfucker.
You are badass.
I was
literally
working from home.
Your ass is bad, bro.
I did some work emails in the morning, and I did some work emails in the afternoon.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
So that was done.
Don't ask questions.
So, I mean, that's the thing about a colonoscopy. It's really not that big a deal. It really isn't. So once you hit 40, 45, 50, whatever your doctor thinks, just go.
What about 30? Is 30 too early?
It's probably too early.
I'll probably have to have one once I finally go to the VA.
Well, you and I are about the same age, so you're probably in the next, if not now, in 5 years, depending on your family history.
My girlfriend's trying to get me to go get checked out for sleep apnea.
That's the reason I went to the doctor, is Leslie was like, you need to go because blah, 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 blah. So it's same thing, and I should be in the next week or so getting my home sleep test.
Oh, fun.
Because they do a lab version.
Device or something?
Well, it's three things. There is an oxygen meter that goes on your finger. There is a belt that goes around your chest to see if you stop breathing, chest compressions. There's something that goes under your nose. And basically, they send it you. If you do the home version, they send it to you at home. If everything stays on all night, you box it back up, send it back to the company, and your doctor reads the results. So you don't necessarily have to go to a sleep lab to get it. If somebody's noticed that you are stopping breathing during the night, which I do.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and the chick from Can't Buy Me Love, who was younger than I am, died. And that was one of the things she had an issue with. Reggie White, the Minister of Defense, died from sleep apnea. It can kill you.
No doubt. Dude. No, I've...
It contributes to high blood pressure, which I have.
Yeah.
It contributes to a lot of health issues. So
you're not getting oxygen when you need it.
When you stop breathing.
That's enough.
Yeah. So
did you get your results back for your blood pressure? Or did they do another test yet?
He hasn't taken the
blood pressure has gone down some since I've been on medication, so I'm out of the danger zone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm not to normal yet, but it's down so that my doctor doesn't need to see me for 2 weeks. But so there's more coming. But so that's out of the way. Now I have another announcement. Good Christ, am I talking a lot? Before I do my announcement, you guys got anything planned for the weekend? Kareem, anything coming up this weekend? Anything good?
Nothing.
Anything fun
this weekend? But I did set the lineup for my September 18th show for the we're bringing back Duke Joint Fridays to the Brick House.
Okay, yeah.
That was hella fun.
Yeah, so we're gonna have the music of Erica Ambrin. Check my Facebook page; she is fucking amazing.
Okay,
nice.
And then D. Tyler will be the headlining comic,
funny guy,
and I will be hosting.
What time does this event begin? What time of the Friday
at
evening?
7:00.
Okay.
And if Diana Hong's not busy, I might include her.
Get her on the bill.
You said September 18th?
September 18th.
I'm free.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm not doing something like crazy, like maybe something important, which I don't really do that often, I'm going to be there.
Well, okay. The California State Fair starts today as the show drops. It starts today.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, the 10th.
But I'm going to be that guy to say, as much as the California State Fair in my mind is so awesome, every time I've gone, I was like, It was way cooler in my mind.
You know what the best...
I've only been one time in the last 20 years.
Really?
I haven't been since they herded the black people out with the horses. I've been.
Did they do that with horses?
Yeah, they did that with horses. I've been one time
with horses.
I've been one time since then. That was because my girlfriend's boss paid for us to go and to do everything.
So you're acting like a slave.
No, I am acting like a free man by choosing not to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sam. So,
yeah. Well, he said he was told to do everything.
No, that's not what it said.
No, he said they could do everything.
I
said,
I thought the boss had some shit for you to do.
No, I said I've only been one time, and that was because my girlfriend's boss paid for everything.
Right.
And I thought you were saying that the boss had all these things for you to do while you were there. I mistook that.
No, I don't think Kareem would stand for that.
Here's the best thing about the California.
He paid. When I say he paid for everything, I mean literally everything.
Like you got the funnel food, cake for free, baby.
He paid for food. He paid for alcohol. He paid for people to bungee jump. Like everything.
Oh, I want to go.
That was worth it.
Here's the best thing about the California State Fair.
Yeah.
And I defy you to find anything better. Wine slushies.
I've never experienced the wine
you
slushies.
You have to go and experience the wine slushies.
Do they have a Moscato slushie?
They have red and white wine slushies.
Okay.
There's a wine area. And you'll be able to find it.
Yeah.
Went there the first time, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is the craziest thing ever. And they're really good.
Okay.
Never had them anywhere else. Hmm. They're available at the State Fair if you want a really hot day.
Yeah.
It's
Does it
phenomenal.
Taste like wine, or is it actually alcoholic?
It's actually wine.
Wow.
Wine mixed with ice. They're wine slushies.
It's very California.
It is.
State Fair. Way to go.
It is. Also, a close second is the turkey legs.
Ooh,
dude,
I want to do
anytime
that.
Anytime you can eat like a caveman... You better seize
that moment. I miss going
to
the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, if you're going to anything. The other thing, if you're in Northern Central California, the Stanco Fair, Stanislaus County Fair, starts on the 10th as well.
Mm-hmm.
Last year when I was there, they had a funnel cake bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, I remember you showing me pictures
that.
Of
that,
dog.
Like the most.
It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
I have not needed to have one since. Just saying.
I mean, that'll hold you off. Your colonoscopy's that little polyp they found was because of that.
It sounds delicious, but it sounds like I would have to take a shit before the time we left there.
Right?
You know, it was fine. It was really, really good. Cool. Anything this weekend, Diana?
I am going to be hosting at Tommy T's in Rancho Cordova for Hope Flood.
Hope Floats what?
Hope Flood.
Sam, you're going to try and jump over something naked this weekend?
You know what? I would love to jump over something naked. I don't have anything in the books.
Maybe your girlfriend.
Maybe I'll jump over my girlfriend naked.
There you go.
Oh, I am going to go spend Saturday with Francis Cress Wellington and another professor of Africana Studies.
Nice.
Ooh.
You're just spending it like you guys are going to go have a picnic in the park? Or
we're going to have a...
play bowling?
It's a day of listening to lectures and... lunch with them.
That sounds terrible.
Nice.
Yes. That sounds terrible.
It's terribly nice.
I will be. My friend Hootie is coming to town with his wife Amy.
Is he bringing his blowfish?
He's bringing his wife Amy, and
that's his blowfish.
We're going to hit some local microbreweries, and we're going to be at the River Cats game Saturday.
Good old RC.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
Fun.
So that'll be a good time. Here's my big announcement, and this actually does affect you guys a little bit. I am moving in with Leslie.
Hey!
It's about time.
Where's that going to be?
It's in West Sacramento.
I like West Sac.
Southern
West Sac a little more than
the
Northern.
So the podcast will no longer be starting in September.
You have to change that intro again.
The podcast will no longer be originating from Midtown Sacramento. Yeah. We have been here 4 years. It's been 4 years. Last week was the 4 year anniversary of the show.
Right.
We are going to be moving. We've done the show on the road before. We did it when Christiana was hosting. We did it from her house a couple of times. So we've done it from a couple of different places. But we are going to be moving the podcast to West Sac. You guys will all have the locale. So everything that'll be changing a little bit. It's going to be happening slowly. So it's going to be happening. Okay. We're looking at 1st of September.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of stuff. Because as everybody knows, you fill whatever space you live in.
Right.
So when we were talking about it, and I'm looking at her house, I'm like,
you're going to trickle a little Nate in.
I'm like,
here,
where is my stuff going to go?
Yeah.
Because she has filled her space.
With her.
With her furnishings and her things. And there are some certain things of mine that I can't give up for a variety of reasons. Most of the stuff that I can't give up are things like that desk over there was something my parents had made for me when I was a teenager.
And that's beautiful. It's functional and beautiful.
It's a one-of-a-kind cherry wood piece. It's mostly stuff that my mom got for me. And my mom having passed away a little over 2 years ago, there is an attachment to a few things like that because of that. The other thing is, I mean, as you guys know, I have the two cats. Yeah. They're super chill.
What's going on with the cats?
She has three dogs.
So
we are going to have to. Now, they obviously have smelled her dogs on me when I go over there and come back. And when she comes over.
But these cats are mischievous as hell.
They're cats.
They're going to go like shitting on the dog's head while they're sleeping.
They're
and start
cats.
A war.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start to. She's going to start with her best behaved of three dogs. She has one dog that's old and senile, so that's just a lost cause. but she's going to start with her most well-behaved dog, and she's going to bring him over and do a little face-to-face introduction.
Good.
And just sort of get them. So it's going to be a long process. We're not in our 20s.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, it's not like everything I have will fit into the back of my hatchback.
Right.
So there's a lot of figuring that out. But so we sort of set a date of the 1st of September of when the move is going to be finally happening. So starting in September, the show will be originating from across the river in West Sacramento.
This is so cool. Does this mean I get to hang out with Leslie?
If she's not traveling when we're doing the show, yeah.
Yay, I like her.
Yay for Nate, he can roll over into
That's
some.
Fantastic.
This is so cute.
He can roll over into some. Yay, Nate.
So we're trying to, right now I'm trying to figure out, because I've been going through her whole house, and I've been doing this. Clapping my hands in every room in her house, the fucking sound bounces like a motherfucker.
She got nothing on her walls?
She's got hardwood floors.
Oh, God.
She's got the pergo floors. She doesn't have a ton of stuff on the walls. And
you can change that.
Well, yes and no.
Looking
so
around, I'm
so
like,
we're Canadian flag up, baby.
So what we're there's one. So basically, it's a 3-bedroom, 1-bedroom right now is an office. That's going to stay the way we're probably going to be doing the podcast from bedroom number 2. Bedroom number 2
okay.
is the idea. So we'll probably throw down a rug and we'll figure out what we're going to do from there.
Nice.
But the podcast will be coming from there. It's 3 miles from here. So it's really not for you, Sam. It's actually going to be easier.
It's closer to home.
Yeah, a little bit. It'll be a little farther for you guys, but it's not super far. It's not too far over. Basically, you go over the I Street Bridge. It's not too far from there.
Yeah.
So it's super easy, but that's going to be happening. So that's my big life announcement. That decision was not made in the 24 hours after the colonoscopy, by the way.
That's how
no
she got
major
here, right
decision.
There.
No
like,
major
how are you
decisions.
Feeling? Great. You want to move in together? Like, yep.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Let me ask my decision. Anus. Sure, we're in.
Me and my anus are in. So yeah, there was, you know, there's a lot of stuff that went on with that, because it's weird. I mean, I've cohabitated with people, but they've always moved in with me. So this is going to be a very different experience for me.
Well, and maybe you'll have a different result this time.
Career's on fire.
You're absolutely right, because everything about this relationship, every time I have started to go, should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? I look at what I've done in the past and try and do the exact opposite.
There's some wisdom.
Because
there,
as someone who has two ex-wives, I know this. I have not made the right decisions. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know what? Let's do the opposite of what you did and see how it goes. So yeah, that's the big announcement. That's pretty big news.
This is so cute.
You have my best wishes.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
Phone inspires me to like want to be in a relationship.
And I might be neighbors with you, because I'm looking at West Sac. This is my main target.
Well, I mean, we'll see. It's a very residential neighborhood. There's not a lot of rentals in the neighborhood. So
if I end up anywhere in West Sac, you can expect a flaming bag of poo on your doorstep.
You can order that.
Yeah, norm.
I hope it's her dad lives in the little house behind. It's a setup. It's a little compound where it's the main house, and then there's a little house behind,
like a little cottage
where her dad lives.
Right.
And he will kill you.
Well, we don't want to play with fire.
No.
We don't want to put fireworks on her head.
He will kill you.
Yeah.
He is a legitimate badass.
Yeah.
He's a retired iron worker. He will kill you.
Instead, I'll bring flowers and candy, and I'll leave them on his doorstep.
That's probably for the best. All right. So someone who's probably going to catch a lot of shit for this, former CEO of Disney.
Reiner?
No, Michael Eisner.
That's what I meant.
No, he
Eisner,
have a
not Reiner.
Name, so this shouldn't matter.
He's a pretty big name. He said the rarest kind of person is a woman who is both beautiful and funny. He said, quote, "From my position, the hardest artist to find is a beautiful, funny woman. They usually, boy, am I going to get in trouble. I know this goes online, but usually unbelievably beautiful women, you know, an exception, are not funny."
Diana is definitely a special exception.
Now, I was going to say, someone better fucking save themselves right now.
Now, according to The Atlantic, Goldie Hawn, who was with him, agreed, saying she might owe her sense of humor to having thought of herself as an ugly duckling when she was young. He said to her, you didn't think you were beautiful. So, that's sort of...
I am because I think I am kind of thing going on there. So, if you think you're an ugly duckling but you're a beautiful woman, you're going to make it out.
Yeah, he was the CEO of Disney from 84 to 2005. He said, "I know women who have been told they're beautiful. They win Miss Arkansas. They don't ever have to get attention other than when they're looked, so they don't tell a joke. In the history of motion picture business, the number of beautiful, really beautiful women, a Lucille Ball, that are funny... Right. Is impossible to find."
I want
to
say impossible.
I'd say rare.
If he said rare, I would agree with
that's
it.
Agreeable. Rare is agreeable.
Impossible is...
Don't ever agree with impossible.
You don't
want to
go...
Nothing's impossible.
What's absolutes?
Right?
You want to avoid absolutes in general.
Stay away from that shit.
I agree with him. I would go
Mr.
as far
Eisner,
as to say...
Mr. Eisner, you're a dick.
Yeah, maybe like smart, funny, and beautiful, like the triple threat there.
Okay, now here's...
Okay.
Go ahead, Kareem.
Uh-oh, Kareem.
I think you're
going to
be going along same path I am.
He just took a bite of his wafer. Look at
it.
He's
about to get real.
Michael Eisner wouldn't recognize beautiful and funny if it came and sat on his face.
Probably.
Really?
It wouldn't sit on his face. That's probably why he'd think they're not beautiful.
That's probably why he's not beautiful.
He's never even had the opportunity.
He is super rich. I guarantee
there's
you.
There's a lot of beautiful women who sit on a rich man's face.
They would happily sit on his face.
Yeah.
And I know I've met and have sex with a lot of beautiful, funny women.
Yeah.
Just because you're not meeting them or you don't think they're funny or you don't want to pay them to be what probably most people would perceive as funny.
Right.
Then that's your issue. That's not the women's issue.
I really don't think there's a lot of beautiful, funny people. Beautiful is a strong word for me.
Yeah, I don't. That's a different word. I think you're onto something, Diana. I think it extends to men too.
Absolutely,
because there aren't a lot of. Brad Pitt never had to be funny.
But sometimes he was unintentionally funny. There were parts in Fight Club.
Yeah,
I would never, but that's
the writer. He's just a good actor.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I've never seen Brad Pitt do an interview and
he's
just like straight up
comedy.
Murder.
Right.
You know, like Ryan. Okay. Oh my God. Why am I forgetting his name?
Ryan Reynolds. He's a funny motherfucker.
And I think he's beautiful, but a lot of women won't agree with me. They're like, "Oh, he's attractive, but I wouldn't say beautiful." I think beautiful is just a really subjective word.
Yeah,
like I see a lot of attractive people, I see a lot of attractive women, a lot of attractive men, but beautiful is very strong. Like I think Brad Pitt is beautiful.
There's nothing more subjective
than
beauty.
DiCaprio can constitute as beautiful in his prime.
You probably will never ever hear me say this again. In life.
Are we going to hear it even now?
Yeah, I know, I'm waiting.
Are we going to get to hear it now, Kareem?
Ryan Reynolds.
He's beautiful.
He's beautiful.
He is a beautiful.
He's beautiful.
I think so too.
He's got kind eyes and lovely smile
and
ripped
abs. He
is funny
as fuck.
He is really funny.
Hilarious.
But there's a lot of women that don't agree and say he's beautiful. They don't. They find him as like handsome or like sexy, but beautiful. I think Ryan Reynolds is a beautiful human being, and he's hilarious. And I would go. You know, maybe I'm.
But
not
a lot of women
gay.
Are looking for a wider rib cage,
yeah,
a little bigger
exactly.
pectoral. You know,
women don't know what the fuck they're looking
like,
for.
They don't know what they want in general. Period.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's
so,
a lot of that.
There's that.
Yeah.
But just to say, oh, because I think a lot of it is you see beautiful and then a man like Eisner would pigeonhole that person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He and his probably definition of funny is probably he can be like super blue collar or like super blue or crass or whatever. And a lot of women, I mean, sometimes they'll do that, or he wants a different type of funny.
Cause,
like,
yeah, because
his idea of funny is the Bazooka Joe comic strip on his bazooka gun.
Probably, yeah.
This
and
is
a
fucking
lot of
Eisner.
Women, I would say, don't
yeah,
because
you
that.
Find a lot of those people once they get to that level of whatever, they have a standard that they, which isn't necessarily the standard that we.
So let me ask you
by.
This. Let me ask you this. If we're talking about famous women who mm-hmm. are funny,
yeah,
who are beautiful, who are they?
I
name,
would give
name
you,
them off.
Like just funny
Amy
as
Poehler.
Comics.
I find her beautiful
or like
and
just
hilarious.
Well, we can go with comics and entertainers. I mean, I think right now,
I think Tina Fey is hot.
Yeah,
but she's not what.
Well, okay,
you would
how
call.
About let's do this. What's everyone's standard
okay,
of beauty?
Yeah, because you're talking about somebody else's standard.
She's
of beauty.
She's
yeah.
cute. She's
no,
attractive.
To me, she's hot. To a lot of people I know, she's hot.
Uh-huh. But beautiful.
I'm gonna,
beautiful hot.
Let
yeah.
me go on devil's advocate for Nate's sake here.
Sure.
In the traditional eye, there's this subconscious thing that you learn when you're in promotions or any art form called the golden rectangle. And you look at all things in nature and art and things that the general audience would say that's beautiful falls within this ratio of the golden rectangle or symmetry. And there's very few people whose faces are symmetrical.
Oh, I
perfectly.
Heard about the symmetry thing, yeah.
And we all know Tina Fey kind of talks out of the side of her mouth. She's not symmetrical. I think she is beautiful. But maybe
she's
on that standard.
She's a very attractive woman.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Okay,
but Amy Poehler.
I don't think Amy Poehler's that...
I just have a special eye for her.
See,
she just makes me giggle so much.
For him to say impossible right. and put beauty, beautiful, and funny, all, like all those three words, they're so subjective.
Amy Poehler's not beautiful.
And absolute. Like, I just think he was just an idiot to say that. And all together, because you can't, first of all, to say impossible is just stupid. That's just stupid. You can't say an absolute
don't
like that.
Say,
and
don't
then beautiful
say.
Is subjective, funny is subjective. All those are so subjective. You can't, no, there's not a universal person. I mean, majority of us agree with Ryan Reynolds, right? But that's just us here. We take the shit outside. Not a lot of people are going to agree.
And,
so,
and then you're talking about a guy. You're not talking about a woman.
Yeah. But that's,
I'm
going to
boil
I mean,
this down here.
So hard to find a male.
I'm putting the water under the heat right now. I'm going to say these are our two options, really.
Okay.
We say Eisner's right or he's wrong.
I think he's wrong.
I think he's right.
I think he's wrong.
I think he's right, but because he's Eisner and I hate him, I'm going to cancel
well,
my opinion.
Well, why do you think he's right?
I think he's right because it's just human. Here's the thing. If you're really super attractive, you don't have to be funny to get the attention of the other gender.
It's a fact.
Or if you're gay, the same gender. Because you are that attractive.
Oh, that's why I work on my personality.
Right, exactly.
Well,
and if you look overwhelmingly at stand-up comedians,
yeah.
overwhelmingly, they range from average looking to homely. Male and or female.
Uh-huh.
And he's right. It's very hard to find. Lucille Ball in her day was gorgeous.
Yes, she was.
Betty White. I saw a picture of Betty White.
Betty White was gorgeous.
Oh,
was
yeah.
gorgeous.
Yeah.
That is harder and harder to find because the really beautiful women are going into modeling and straight acting. They are not going into comedy. They have changed the way movies are made. Mm-hmm. So you don't have
but that
same thing.
Doesn't necessarily mean that they're not funny. I
but
think
they don't
might,
let that personality show.
Right. I think it might be that Hollywood pigeonholes them into certain
you
roles.
You know, I would.
And they don't allow them to necessarily be funny in a way that we get to see that.
Okay, I would agree. I just, this is the kind of shit that pisses me off, though. I saw this one, I was at this show in LA, and this one comic, I don't even remember her name, blonde girl, wasn't that cute, looked a little trendy, but I can see where people would mistake her for being attractive because she's blonde, she's pretty fit. Basically, she was symmetrical.
Exactly. And,
she just basically did jokes about how she can convince older gentlemen to buy her things, and that was her bit for 7 minutes, and it was the most horrendous and fucking disappointing thing. Like, I was looking at her like, you are making women in comedy look really bad.
Well, that's her experience when you're doing it.
She was basically an actress that was like, I'm gonna do comedy to get. And that's where I can see where his comment's coming from. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I can see, because she was, like, decently attractive. And I think comedy as for women has definitely changed over the generations. Like, you don't see a lot of Betty White's and Lucille Ball's in our generation as
right,
it is.
Right now, the best known, the hottest female stand-up right now is Amy Schumer.
Yes.
There we go.
Is she hot?
She's... Hey,
is she?
Hey.
Is she? Here's the thing: if you put her with Kate, it's her and Kate Upton. Kate Upton is unquestionably beautiful.
Not to me.
You put her and Kate Upton in a room. Who are you going to pick based strictly on appearance,
on visual appearance,
strictly on visual appearance? And it's not going to be close. You're going to pick Kate Upton 10 times out of 10.
I wouldn't even pick. Part of me just doesn't like Amy's personality sometimes. So yeah.
I'm talking about specifically.
No, let me throw
visually.
It out there.
Yeah, but
visually, yeah, it's gonna be Kate Upton. Well, but Amy's got great skin, beautiful eyes, and a lovely smile.
But no males. I think another problem with what he said was like, you don't hear a lot of guys or anyone really commenting on like, yeah, you don't. It's impossible to find a really handsome, funny male.
That's because of George Clooney. Yeah. It's all because of George Clooney. Because who's fucking Magic Mike? What's
Channing
that?
Tatum.
You got Channing Tatum.
If I put Channing Tatum and any male stand up in a room, women are going to pick Channing Tatum 10 times out of 10.
The same thing.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Same thing, but I think the whole like objective, like even now we're just kind of comparing like.
But Channing Tatum women, is like, funny more? Too when you give him a chance. This guy's funny.
How dare you?
He's not trying to be funny. That's why it's even funny.
I think he's like average. Well, I don't think he's actually funny, but
he
was like,
in 22 Jump Street.
Well, like, again, he's funny in his interviews because he's not trying.
But it could also be like, all right, you're really attractive. There's that whole study and idea of theory of like, oh, if you're really attractive, people are going to be nicer to you and that kind of shit, right? So it could be that with Channing Tatum was like, he's really attractive and that was cute.
Ayla Schlesinger is funny.
I don't think she's that great.
Yeah.
I didn't say she was great. I said she's funny.
Okay, let me rephrase. I don't think she's that funny. Oh. I think a lot of it is very, it's predictable.
All right. So
most comedy. Right?
Anyway, he's going to catch a lot.
Like, she gets more for being hot.
Most of it is.
I think she gets more for being hot. Like people think she's funnier and she gets more shit because she's attractive than she is as like, funny. Because I've seen a lot funnier stand-up comedians. Like their jokes have more layers, and she's very superficial. Her material, Whitney Cummings, is very superficial. I can never say her name. That's probably why I'm so biased. I think she's pretty superficial. I think Amy Schumer's gotten better. I thought Amy wasn't that strong in the beginning. I think she's gotten better. I think that could also be writers, and I think her sketches are actually better than her stand-up.
Amy Schumer is right now the hottest female stand-up
on the planet. I'm not going to dispute that.
Yeah, no, nobody's disputing that.
And she's got a new movie coming out.
Right. But in the movie's about her not necessarily being that hot.
Yeah. And
it's about her being
a
whore, really.
Yeah. And if you don't meet that standard of beauty, the other way to get attention is to be a whore. Like, and all that. And so,
that's not the way the movie is framed. It's framed as young girl. Dad says, don't believe in monogamy. And so she lives out that life of monogamy is not a possibility. Yeah. So here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do. I'm not going to go into slut shaming or anything like that. It's, you know, do whatever you want to do. But the whole thing is, and I've seen the trailers, it's her and Bill Hader. Bill Hader is a funny guy. Bill Hader is way more attractive than she is.
No, he's not.
No.
And you know who else is more attractive than she is? Fucking LeBron James. John Cena is in the movie. He's prettier than
John
she is.
I can see John Cena. John Cena.
But Bill Hader's not.
No, definitely not Bill
Hader.
He
absolutely.
Not even LeBron. He looked 50.
LeBron has always looked 50.
I know.
Bill Hader is no.
No.
LeBron
no.
is the anti-black don't
you
crack.
You would be the worst. You'd be yeah. the worst gay man. Bill Hader.
Bill Hader? Really?
No.
Yeah, thank you. I would be the worst gay man.
Yes, Bill Hader. No, you have Bill the worst Hader, taste
no.
of men.
Yeah, no.
All right, so moving on. So Sobeid beverages, you know those drinks? You see them, I don't know if you've ever bought them. It's been a while since I've had them. Customers weren't laughing when they opened their Sobeid tea and fruit juice to find an alarming message. It said under the cap, "Help me, trapped in Sobeid factory." The beverage company, which also bottles enhanced water, includes humorous messages under its bottle caps, some of which are submitted by the public. But some customers, who were dicks, didn't find the message in question all that amusing. Instead, some were actually worried someone may really have been trapped inside the factory or forced to work there. One customer, Robin Simpkins, posted a photo of her cap to Sobeid's Facebook page asking, "Is this for real? I need to know."
White people.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to tell because she's put the rainbow flag over her profile picture.
Can't take her seriously.
No.
I can't change
even,
mine. I
you
just
don't even
about
have
it.
To. I can tell already.
Anyway, yeah, and then the whole article goes into people being forced into labor camps. Let me just clear it up for you. Nobody is being forced to work at the Sobeid plant. It was a joke. It was a joke under the cap when it said, "Help me, trapped in Sobeid factory." By the way, how would you even get that printed on a cap to put in there?
Yeah.
You'd like slip a note in a bottle or something.
Message in a bottle. That's so cute.
It is. Hey, Obama, our president, you know, Barack Obama, he is disagreeing with the New York Times on guacamole.
Is it the pea guacamole?
It is. Because
I tried that shit.
It is the peas and the guacamole. Obama is saying that that's crap. He said, and he tweeted, "Respect to NYT, but not buying peas and guac. Onions, garlic, hot peppers, classic."
Why the fuck is our president even bothering with this shit?
If anyone has
the
right...
Because he's on Twitter.
Listen, a Mexican can tell us if it's right or wrong. I will buy that. Just because he's our president, if he's not Mexican, he doesn't get it right.
How are you feeling on the peas and the guacamole, Sam?
I have my personal preference. And guess what? As much as I could enjoy, if someone made me some pea guacamole, I had it. I tried it. And if that's all there was, I would eat the shit out of it.
Some pea guacamole.
If all I had was pea guacamole, I would eat it and I would enjoy it. But if I had if I had two options and they were side by side, I would eat the fuck out of the regular guacamole first.
Definitely.
That's so weird. Why are they just putting random shit? I think people just have too much fucking time. I've been watching these like BuzzFeed videos and articles, and some of the things that like subjects they come up with, though, I'm just like, how... Are we really that bored with society that you're just coming up with the most ridiculous... Like, peas and guacamole. This shit became a thing. Like, people were actually upset about this.
Right.
And the New York Times...
The president's talking.
The New York Times. The old gray lady. The greatest newspaper in the land. Peas and guacamole.
No
all right.
way,
Let's
dude.
Move on.
Just lost.
Get
this
ready
is why Dominicism
is
time
you
for
what
cool
it is.
O'Toole.
Is white people can't take the fact that the Mexicans invented something good, and they just have to try to...
All right.
Donald
it.
Trump.
Hold on. Hold on. What did white people do to you today? Because that's been your entire thing.
I'm white and I favored the Mexican guacamole, Kareem.
And I understand that.
Thank
white,
you.
I understand.
White people always try to. Oh well, they did this. We're going to take it and we're going to rework it our way. So they're going to take the guacamole. Going to take it. And we're not going to take it. They're going to take it in from was it avocado to a pea. And then they're going to act like they invented it. That's what's going to happen.
Maybe that's what's it. I don't know.
Kareem hates white people.
It's going to
be
pivocado. It's time for Cool or Tool.
Now, talk over it. I didn't pay anything for the voiceover. Why not? Oh, wait, I did. Hold on. Let's everybody stop and listen.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
Exactly.
I want to hear her say my name again.
Well, then listen to the show when it comes out. All right, first up in Cool or Tool... Honesty, Diana.
Cool, typically.
Kareem?
Cool.
Sam?
I think honesty is always cool, though some people would argue that in certain situations it's best to not be fully honest.
That's right.
Cool.
I'm going to go tool in this case because even though Michael Eisner believed that, I mean, he honestly believes that.
You're right.
It probably would have been better to not say it.
Yeah.
What's to be gained?
Yeah.
But he's got more money than he'll ever need, so he's like, fuck it. I'll say it. Up next in Cooler Tool, sayings on bottle caps. Sayings on bottle caps. Kareem?
Cool. I like that and Sobe and what's the other one?
Snapple. Snapple does them.
Snapple used to rock that. Yeah.
Yep.
There's another one I'm thinking of they sell at, I can't think of it.
Sam?
Sayings on bottle caps are entertaining. People who take them seriously are cool. I mean, are tool. Sayings on bottle caps are cool. People who take them seriously are tool.
Diana?
Apparently it was really complicated to say, so I'm just going to say what Sam said.
It's cool. One of the really cool ones is Widmer Brewing. If you get any Widmer beer, they have sayings under the bottle caps. It's absolutely cool.
Yeah.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, this one's going to be controversial. Peas. Peas, Sam.
Now listen, I've loved peas my whole life. I like canned peas, I like frozen peas, I like fresh, snap, crisp peas.
Peas and carrots!
I like peas straight off the vine.
Peas and carrots!
If you're talking guacamole...
Peas and carrots!
Give me the goddamn avocado.
Peas and carrots!
Cream. Otherwise, peas are cool.
Cream.
Pea guacamole is tool.
So fucking tool. Just fucking tool. This whole conversation is fucking tool.
Hey, settle down. Yeah, peas are tool. Stay in your pod, you little fuckers. Stay in your pod,
my
you little
friend
fuckers.
Showed me this like animated pea though that was hella cute because it was like all happy and shit.
Were there two peas together in a pod?
I think
like best friends forever.
Two, yeah. It was like a super like it wasn't Korean. It was like some really Asian. I think it might have been Japanese. Just super Asian pea.
Asians know how to take you know little basic inanimate objects and make them.
Oh,
adorable.
Totally cute. Yeah, yeah, that's the only reason I think peas would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it.
Big old blinky eyes.
All right. So we alluded to this in the Wednesday show. This happened in Texas. And this seems like a really weird summer comedy. But it wasn't. And it wasn't funny. Although you might laugh. Headline, man mocks alligators, jumps in water, and is killed in Texas.
Apparently
he
made the decision to go into the water. Disregarding the signs about alligators and also a shouted warning from a bystander. And again, made the ill-considered decision to go into the water here. We understand that he made preparations to go into the water, removed his shirt, removed his billfold, and again, someone shouted a warning and he said, blank the alligators, and thereupon jumped into the water. And was almost immediately yelled for help. The signs are
almost immediately
one
yelled
is there
for help.
Light, warning,
that's my favorite.
No swimming,
that was good.
Alligators.
And I asked him, please do not go swimming. There's a bigger alligator out here. Just please stay out of the water. And the next thing I know, this girl is screaming, and alligators got him, and alligators got him. And I grab a flashlight.
Trying
to zoom it over the water, trying to find him. And next thing I know, I saw his body floating face down. And then he's up there for a couple seconds. And then he gets dragged back down and pulled off.
Could someone turn off that goddamn
and
hydraulic generator?
He
shit.
Comes back up, still face down. And then he gets pulled down again. And then he just disappears. And I couldn't see him after that. And I kept trying to figure out and calling his name and calling his name. And he was
dead. Milking it. At this point, she just likes to be heard.
I'm going to
cut her out. I'm done with her.
I'm going to be in hell with Diana because I'm laughing at this.
No.
This is the thing. I'm trying to be sensitive to the fact
I'm
that
not...
a human life is lost, but this guy's an
no,
idiot.
No. 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 There's not even being
honestly,
sensitive.
When someone
No.
This person deserved
no.
it.
No. He did oh, yeah, he deserved.
He deserved it.
I was gonna say he doesn't deserve any sympathy.
No. This is like
Darwin
this sounds
has
even,
taken over.
Exactly. This to me, I mean, I sound it for some reason in the ears of most listeners, this will sound even more cruel to put it in this way. But in the same light, I think people who die in a car accident while texting and driving, I feel the same way. They had it coming.
Well, and
you're a goddamn idiot.
Well, they took someone else with them.
That's actually even worse because they're putting other people in danger.
Other people in danger. This guy was just putting himself in the alligator in danger.
Yeah. Alligator's fine, by the way.
Yes. I mean, he's happier for it.
Fat and happy?
I just love the alligators.
Like, the police shouldn't even come out and look for him.
No, he was floating on top, right? He was, like, already there.
Well, he got dragged back down.
He got dragged back down a couple of times.
Yeah, like, look, like, there shouldn't be an emergency call where you come out and, like, oh, I'm going to save him. There should be a recovery.
Here's an important factor to take into consideration before realizing if it's funny or not. Considering the temperatures we've had, how hot was it?
It was Texas, so it's hot.
If it's hot as shit, I might be that desperate to get in the water.
But that wasn't...
fuck the fucking alligator, I'm hot! I'm going in the water!
No, he was like, fuck the alligators. There's no sympathy.
You've never been that hot, Kareem, where you would jump in that water for relief?
Only a white person.
It's so hot.
Look, if we brought this up, this is where we start. I started it with this. Only a white person.
I mean, he's obviously white, but you wouldn't say that it was so hot.
I have never seen a black person drink enough to jump in the fucking pit of alligators.
Well, okay. and maybe not the alligators.
And my grandmother drank like a fifth of fucking vodka a week. Was never drunk enough to say, oh.
But was she in extreme heat temperatures while drinking that vodka?
Yes.
Okay.
100 degrees in the South.
They'll give it to you. It was just a white man's. 99.9%
humidity.
That was a white man's fault.
Never. The idea of jumping in a pit of fucking alligator.
Okay. I'll give it to you this time.
Never.
This guy blew it for all white people.
I'm going to... No! Like I said, there shouldn't even have been a rescue mission. Nah. It should have been a recovery. He jumped in. Like, oh, yeah. No, not only were there signs, but y'all told him not to do it, and he did it anyway?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I don't understand why she was... I think the trauma of probably seeing that was probably why she was... I kind of agree with Sam. Like, there got to a certain point where I was like, she really just wants to hear herself talk.
She kept going.
Like, she likes being on the news.
I think she was probably still in shock.
She probably was.
I mean, if you see any living being die in front of you, it's an emotional experience.
Yes. Yeah,
it is. But also, a lot of people retract during trauma and don't like to talk.
This woman was like,
let's go ahead and reiterate what I said in three different ways.
Yeah.
Because the interview, like, for the news, it's not like they jumped on this shit, like, right away. You know, like, there was some time for her to chill. I get the trauma. I really do. But she kept going and going.
She had chill time.
That's the thing. I'm just like, I feel like you really like just being interviewed.
Anyhow, to all those who knew and loved this man, we're sorry. But to those of you who might have known him and didn't love him, we're laughing with you.
No, and the ones that who knew and loved him are not surprised that he was stupid enough to jump in the alligator pit.
Yeah.
It was like, I knew this motherfucker was going to do something stupid and get killed.
It was going to be either this or pointing a gun at a...
At himself.
Something stupid. Yes. Yeah.
He would have let somebody shoot an apple off the top of his head.
Exactly. This was like, use my shotgun and shoot this apple off my head.
Yes.
What retarded amateur idiots.
Hey, speaking of, Donald Trump has pissed a lot of people off, including NASCAR.
Even NASCAR now?
That's right. They're not going to return to the Trump National Doral Miami Resort for their postseason awards banquet after his comments about Mexican immigrants. NASCAR spokesman David Higdon said the decision was made to hold the sports Xfinity and Camping World Truck Series banquets at another location, as well as the Sprint Cup Series Championship weekend news conference event. The location, not yet determined. NBC, which is owned by the same company as Xfinity, severed its business relationship with Trump. And Camping World CEO Marcus Lemonis vowed not to attend the banquet if it was held in the Trump property.
Serta cut its ties with him, too.
Look, everybody.
Serta, is that the mattress company?
Macy's cut ties with him. Everybody has cut ties with this guy.
And what about that toupee company? He's getting some good publicity.
Well, and
the crazy thing is that his shit is made in Mexico.
It is. A lot of his stuff is.
It better
stay
on the other side of the border.
Well, you know, maybe some of the people are okay, yeah. but
that's what happens with Republicans. Well, they tell the people, oh, the immigrants are going to come and take your job. They know they're going to come take your job because they give them to them.
Yeah. NAFTA took care of that.
Yes, I worked in construction for 8 years, and I never saw a Democrat that owned a construction company.
Right.
So everybody that was hiring an illegal immigrant to do your construction job was a Republican.
They were Republican, yeah.
All right, it's time for some good news. Not, you know, presidential candidate Donald Trump aside. Science has brought us some good news.
That guy jumping in the alligator pit was good news.
It's true. You may be able to recast your procrastination on YouTube as a form of digital pet therapy. A new study published in Computers and Human Behavior suggests that watching cat videos on the internet might actually be good for you.
Obviously. Come on.
Most animal lovers can offer an anecdote about the joy of pet ownership. The research backs them up. Several studies have shown that for many people, having a pet is good for your mental and physical health.
Yep.
Pet therapy has proven benefits as well, but this new study takes a leap into the digital world, investigating whether just seeing animal videos can have a similar effect on our mental well-being. To answer the question, who watches internet cats, why,
Diana, and
to what effect?
I do.
Indiana University professor surveyed almost 7,000 self-identified cat video viewers recruited through social media. For each participant who took the survey, she donated 10 cents to the Lil Bubs Big Fund for the ASPCA. First, the WHO. They found cat owners were more likely to look at cat pictures and videos than non-owners, but they were not alone. While 36% of participants described themselves as a cat person, 60% self-identified as bipedal, and a presumably masochistic 3% is dog people. The majority of people surveyed were introverts and shared certain personality traits such as shyness and agreeableness.
What kind of weird ass survey?
I think Nate did this story to cover himself.
Nate, you and your fat cat.
I rescued two cats, motherfuckers.
So
they eat,
wait.
They eat a black man's wafer without asking.
Yeah. So Nate, so since Leslie has dogs and you have cats, is she the man in the relationship?
No, because she has tiny dogs. My cats are bigger than her dogs.
I don't doubt that.
Oh, I want to play with the doggies.
So what does internet cats have effect? Does it have on our psyche? After watching cat related online media, participants reported feeling more energetic and experiencing an increase in positive emotions like hope and contentment. They also reported less anxiety and sadness than they had before watching the videos, because it seems that clicking over to YouTube for a quick jaunt through the kitten tag may help you combat feelings like annoyance and guilt and steal you for the day ahead by boosting your positive emotions. It really is hard to get into a cursing out of humankind when you've just watched a cute kitten video.
I feel better whenever I have a bad day. I watch a kitten video.
See? So there,
she just told us that she didn't. I knew you were lying.
No, I do.
Your lips were moving.
I do. I don't know what just happened. I'm not understanding.
You have to give me more IPAs, Nate.
I don't know what just happened. I need to watch a cat video now. I'll just stare at Ace.
All right, it's time to wrap this up.
I've had so much fun tonight.
To a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
All right, let me get that back at the beginning. Hold on.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
All right, this is the world's shortest Small Town News. This comes to us from North Dakota. It's an obituary for Douglas Legler. And it reads simply, Douglas Legler. That's the headline. Doug died.
Oh.
I like
wow.
that. I think that's how I want mine.
This is not the crocodile guy, right? Or the alligator guy?
No, okay. No. This is just a guy who happened to live in, let's see, where is this exactly? It's North Dakota near Fargo. He just wanted his obituary to say Doug died. And so it did. That's small town news.
Oh, that was literally it?
That's literally it. It doesn't have to be a Gordy Little article every week. I mean, we can do it, but it doesn't have to be.
I think that was perfect.
Yeah. Doug died. He did. That's what he wanted. So, good for him. For dying? I don't know. So, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. We appreciate your listening. Thank you so much for doing so. We appreciate all of your shopping on the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com because you're supporting the show and it helps out. So hope you enjoyed this week's shows. Lots of big announcements, lots of personal stories. Hope you enjoyed the journey inside my colon.
I mean, we didn't really actually go in.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't draw the video.
It's not like you brought the video with you.
Basically, look, I didn't see anything. I was asleep.
So lucky, dude.
I mean,
so
out.
Lucky. I mean, when I woke up, I didn't feel, I felt a little bit. I just knew something was up there, but then I saw the video and I was just like, the fuck? I woke up during mine.
Oh.
And I said, I'm so happy I'm not a gay man. Then I went back to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, they kind of told me about that later. I vaguely remember all of that, but they're like, hey, you. I was like, it's okay. I'm definitely a gay lady. I can say that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true. So
we're
that's
glad, we're glad for you. You're still going to hell.
You all.
Yeah.
We'll be with you.
Yeah, I don't think any of us. None of us are going to the promised land. At least not right away. Depending on what your thing is. Hey, everybody, have a good weekend. Don't blow your head off with fireworks, or fingers, or anything else.
Exactly.
If you're at Raley Field this weekend, come by and say hello. I'll be there. We'll see you next week. New Well Hung podcast on Monday, by the way. What the fuck did we talk about?
Oh, I fucking don't remember.
Yeah, we had a lovely talk about shit that...
we don't remember. But we did have a topic in mind. I just never got to it.
That's right.
We did plan.
Yeah, we were going to talk about Kourtney Kardashian dumping Scott Disick.
Yay. I got a chance, but now her coochie's out a lot of wet.
Yeah, three kids.
Yeah, three kids through there.
Yeah, and Chloe now dating James Harden. By the way, if you see Ted 2, there's a really good Kardashians joke in there. And two cameos in Ted 2 that were not alluded to in any of the trailers, and they're funny as fuck. So if you like the original Ted, go see Ted 2. I did, and I enjoyed it. By the way, if you have a 9-year-old daughter, don't bring her, because it's really awkward. Just,
why the fuck would you do that?
I don't know. The dude that was sitting one over from me brought his 9-year-old daughter.
That's when you watch the movie the 9-year-old wants to watch. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't Ted 2.
She had a lot of questions.
I bet she did.
Well, one of the big jokes in Ted 2 is that you're never more than two clicks away from black cocks on the internet. Yeah, so needless to say, she had some questions for Dad. I would have loved to have been in the car on the ride home, and even more to have been at home when they told Mom what they went to see, and she had lots of questions.
No, I can't wait till the girl asks Mom, what's black cocks? Because you know that's coming, right?
Oh, listen, there was no nudity in Ted 2, but they smoked pot through most of it. And the sexual innuendo was crazy. Crazy. But fun movie to go see. And if you get a chance to go out to the theater in Rockland or any other theater where they serve you food in your seat, go do that because it's awesome. Just saying. All right, that's going to do it. Wrapping up with the Vapors. This is turning Japanese. I think this is a racist song, but I'm not sure. Diana, is this racist?
I'm not Japanese, so I don't give a fuck.
Hold on.
I remember singing this as a kid and then being like really confused. And then I was like, I'm not Japanese. I can't sing this. Because at this time, when this song came out, Koreans and Japanese really hated each other.
Oh, just at that time. You know, this
no,
song,
they got better.
This song is really about masturbation, by the way.
Oh.
Because when you get to make
it. Now it's racist.
Yeah, no.
Is there saying you? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, when you get close to the O face, the eyes start squinting.
That's racist.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.